This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at southdakotachannel.org.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. The South Dakota Senate will now come to order. And leading us in prayer today, we welcome back Father Ron Gary of the St. John's Catholic Church in Fort Pierre and the Pierre Fort Pierre Ministerium to pray with and over us. And Alexis McCarville, who is from T, is our page, leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance to our great nation's flag.
We hear in Psalm 119, "Of your kindness, O Lord, the earth is full. Teach me your statutes. You have been good to your servant, O Lord, according to your word. Teach me wisdom and knowledge, for in your commands I trust. O God, as we attend to the business of our people, grant us discernment, so we enact statutes for the good of our communities, in justice between persons, and with majesty reflecting your mercy. To you, O Lord, we pray. Amen."
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Secretary, call the roll, please.
Senators Bradford, Brown, Buell, O'Donnell, Kamak, Curd, Ewing, Fagan, Frerichs, Greenfield, Hager, Haverly, Heineman, Heinert, Holeen, Hunoff, Jensen, Monroe, Norstrup, Olson, Omdahl, Otten, Parsley, Peters, Peterson, Rampelberg, Rush, Shorma, Sohold, Solano, Sutton, Tiedemann, Teason, Van Gerpen, Valley, and White. Quorum present, Mr. President.
Thank you, ma'am. Approval of the journal.
The Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the fifth day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Senator Kamak, Chair.
All those in favor of adoption and approval of the journal signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate and visitors. We're going to pause here for a minute. Obviously, we just go through these preliminary items quickly, except for the prayer. And thank you, Father, for your prayers to encourage our discernment. We are really blessed to have you here in your state capitol and in the Senate. And those people who are watching over a live stream and public broadcasting, thank you for being part of the beginning of our session. Our session is relatively short today since we're just getting our bills through that process. But I'd like to do some introductions of a few people visiting us. You may not be aware, but because we have so many people that come to the Capitol, we've been honored for years, for decades, by the South Dakota Medical Association, individual physicians, and especially their leadership, coordinating and allowing, taking care of us as volunteer physicians. All of us have utilized their gifts, and in addition to that, the people back home who are filling out their schedules so that they can volunteer. We're really privileged today, as we are every day, to have a physician, but a leader in the physician community, both in the Medical Association as well as the education arena. Dr. Dan Heineman, who's right up here. Dr. Heineman's been here taking care of us for many years. He's the past president of the Medical Association, and he's currently the chief medical officer with Sanford Health and is truly a leader there in his administrative role. And prior to that, he's practiced family medicine in Canton for over 20-plus years. He received his medical degree from the University of South Dakota, Go Yotes, and completed Sioux Falls Family Residency Program. And I know personally from being a friend for many years of his leadership in the Medical Association, but also how you've encouraged the youth and the students to get involved. And that's what we try to do, too. So thank you very much, Dr. Heineman. And we are really privileged today to have it be Brookings Day. Is there anybody, a senator from Brookings around? Oh, it's kind of unusual. We haven't seen as many bills this year for Brookings, but I'm sure they're coming, Senator. But In all seriousness, it is such a great honor to have the Brookings Chamber here in SDSU for Brookings Day. And thank you for the ice cream and our future angioplasties. We will remember you. But in addition to that, if you have not had the opportunity to be at Brookings in the last few years, it is an incredible community that, as I continue to say, is on fire. And a lot of that is the region, a lot of it's the educational institution, a lot of it's our support of what they do as our land grant school, but also Mayor Reed and the rest of the team and President Chiquin and your city commissioners and councilors were city councilors are really an icon for a lot of our communities. And so thank you very much. Brookings Day. I also want to take this opportunity because it's his first visit here, and I know we'll have other recognitions, but it is not only a great school, but one, like we all know, that deserves and demands a unique leadership. And I've been privileged to know Dr. Chiquin, as a number of you have, for many years. I actually have a good scar from walking beans in some of his fields, growing up, his family's fields, but as a practical matter, not only is he a quintessential South Dakotan, but one that says, and no joke, you can certainly go anywhere after the education there, but we're glad that you stay in South Dakota, and we're very privileged to have had your leadership, Dr. Chiquin, and I know that you might retire. I'm not sure what that means, but that you'll continue to give, and let us thank you. President Chiquin, thank you for your service. Yes, Father, he's a quitter. Was that on? Sorry to pull you into that, Father. That's a venial sin, I think. I'm fairly into that. I'll come for the indulgences later. I've got quite a list. In speaking of the future, it is always a great honor for us to have the FFA and all of your leaders up here. These are the state FFA officers and their advisors today. And their vice president is Kiera Letty. Would you stand, Kiera? And Jeanette Klein, their vice president and secretary. If they look very familiar, there were pages. And we need some pop, by the way, when you're done. So, but we also have Shane Mueller, is that the Sentinel? You're the Sentinel. Not only are we going to recognize your leadership, but you're all leaders. And if you have the opportunity to think about being pages, please do that. But more importantly, you're already in service, so continue because we're getting old. Thank you. Now, they have on my sheet here Shelley, but it's Shelby, right? It's with a B, right?
Yep.
Well, these people are misspelling. See, Shelby and I go way back. We've known each other for 3 hours. And anyway, we're really privileged to have Shelby here. Shelby Riggs is from Mitchell. She's obviously a homie for you, Senator Valley, but very impressive individual that I met. She's a senior at Mitchell High, and she went through tremendous competition to become the South Dakota 4-H ambassador for 2015. And Pauline Whitty is here, a number of other people from the committee, and her father. And a very, very impressive person. And I want you to know I got to wear her cowboy hat. That was pretty big for me, Sutton. You know, it was pretty big. But as usual, my head was too big. But we are really proud of you, Shelby, and I'm privileged to have had the opportunity to meet you, and we understand that you're going to be a page in a couple of weeks, too, so we'll get to know you better. Congratulations, Shelby. Any other personal privileges? Okay, what we're doing, and obviously some of you may need to go over to the House for introductions, but we have to run through some house cleaning things until we get to bill debates. And so we'll run through those rather quickly, and we'll explain that if you're around. If not, it's your loss. Reports of standing committees, please.
Mr. President, the Committee on Transportation reports that it has had under consideration Senate Bill 35 and recommends do pass consent calendar. Senator Valley, Chair. The Committee on Local Government reports that it has had under consideration Senate Bill 2 and recommends do pass amended. Senator Ewing, Chair. The Committee on State Affairs reports that it has had under consideration Senate Bill 1 recommends do pass. Senate Bill 32, do pass consent calendar. And Senate Bill 50, do pass amended. Senator Kamak, Chair. Committee on Taxation reports that it has had under consideration Senate Bill 52 and recommends do pass consent calendar. And Senate Bill 53, do pass amended. Senator Monroe, Chair. A minute. Sorry about that. Committee on Health and Human Services reports that it has had under consideration Senate Bill 29 and recommends do pass. Senator Rampelberg, Chair.
This is required by our procedure. For those who are interested, obviously, in civics, you're here. We're reporting what the committees have done on various bills and doing it orally, even though it's showing up on our computers. And this is obviously because they didn't have computers when we started, and people were keeping track up there by writing down where certain bills were going. And so this is just committee reports, and those bills that passed we'll have on the floor tomorrow unless they were amended, and then there's another day. Messages, please.
Mr. President, I have the honor to transmit herewith House Bills 1021 and 1022, which have passed the House, and your favorable consideration is respectfully requested. Arlene Kvislin, Chief Clerk.
Consideration of committee reports, please.
Senator Brown moves that the reports of the standing committees of Ag and Natural Resources on Senate Bill 23 and the Committee on Commerce and Energy on Senate Bill 42 of the Senate Journal be adopted.
Okay. First reading. How many do we have there? Okay. We just need to read this in open session.
Senate Bill 56, an act to require legislative approval of all land acquisitions by the Department of Game, Fish, and Parks.
Senator Kamak, as President Pro Tem, has assigned this bill for hearing in Senate Bill 56. Again, we're just starting, and so the bills are trickling in. So State Affairs will hear Senate Bill 56. Thanks. Before we go on to the consent calendar and I explain that, Heidi Marsh, I'm sorry. We got first reading of House bills already. Okay, go ahead. We'll do that before we bug Heidi and Laura and give them massive applause.
House Bill 1021, an act to allow child advocacy centers and tribal agencies that provide child placement services to obtain results from a check of the Central Registry for Abuse and Neglect. And House Bill number 1022, an act to revise certain provisions related to the use of another planned permanent living arrangement as a permanency plan for certain children.
House Bill 1021 and 1022 have been assigned to Judiciary. These are House bills that have come over, and obviously I flubbed up. I didn't realize that they were going to do that. Before we go on, though, I want to recognize, obviously, we're getting ready for tourism. The tourism conference has already begun, and part of that, we're always privileged to have various visitors here, and Heidi Marsh, who's the publisher, and Laura Andrews, who's the marketing director of South Dakota Magazine. Let's go ahead and stand up so everyone can cheer. I mean, come on, let's go. We're going on to what are called consent calendar items. Those are items that are not controversial. We do it for efficiency. They're not debatable. In fact, we're dealing here now with appointments under our Constitution, the governor makes people appointed through a process that has to be approved by the Senate to various committees, et cetera. So that is the process we're going through. But these are not subject to debate unless one of the senators wishes to debate it, and then that consideration will be pulled off. And so at this time, and we do them all together again for efficiency, we'll go ahead and have consideration of executive appointments under our consent calendar, please.
The Senate proceeds to the consideration of the executive appointment of Norbert Sabati, Pennington County, Rapid City, South Dakota, to the Board of Economic Development, and the reappointments of Theodore H. Husted of Pennington County, Wall, South Dakota, Pat L. Prostrello of Lake County, Madison, South Dakota, and Donald L. Kettering of Yankton County, South Dakota, all three to the Board of Economic Development.
Are there any questions of these proposed appointments? Hearing none, the question then for consideration by the Senate is your advice and consent on the following appointments. Norbert Sabati to Board of Economic Development, and the reappointment of Ted Husted to Board of Economic Development, Don Kettering and Pat Prostrello to the boards of the respective Board of Economic Development. Those in favor of advice and consent will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Buell O'Donnell? Kamak?
Aye.
Kurd?
Aye.
Ewing?
Aye.
Fagan?
Aye.
Frerichs?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hager?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heineman? Heinert?
Aye.
Holeen?
Aye.
Hanoff?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Nordstrup?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Amdahl?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Parsley?
Aye.
Peters?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Rampelberg?
Aye.
Rush?
Aye.
Shorma? Soholt?
Aye.
Solano?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
Thiessen?
Aye.
Van Gerpen? Valley?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 34 yeas, one excused.
The question being, does the Senate advise and consent to the executive appointments of Norbert Sabati and the reappointment of Ted Husted, Pat Prostrello, and Don Kettering to the Board of Economic Development, having received a majority vote of the senators elect, is hereby declared passed, and your advice and consent allows for their executive appointment. Now we're on to our debate calendar. Please proceed.
Senate Bill 19, an act to revise certain mandatory reporting requirements for elder and disabled adult abuse and neglect.
Senate Bill 19, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Senator Heinert, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Mitakapi Plamia Itacha.
Pilama Washte.
I bring to you Senate Bill 19. We heard it in Judiciary Committee, and what it does, it comes from the Committee on Judiciary at the request of Department of Social Services. And right now, there's a list of mandatory reporters as it comes to elder abuse. And an ombudsman is one of those mandatory reporters. Well, that changed on the federal level. So we needed to remove it and on the state level. We would risk losing about $6.8 million if we don't make this change. And I don't think we can go out here to the lobbyist couch and dig in the cushions and find that. So, you know, that's one reason I think we probably should. And the other philosophy behind it, or how it was explained to me, is that an ombudsman is someone who lives in a long-term care facility. And if they're not a mandatory reporter, it might help foster the conversation if someone is being abused. And that's what it was, how it was explained to me. I supported it in committee, and I hope you can support it on the floor. Thank you.
Thank you. Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 19. Those in favor of passage will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Madam Secretary, call the roll, please.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Buell O'Donnell, excuse. Kamak?
Aye.
Kurd?
Aye.
Ewing?
Aye.
Fegan?
Aye.
Frerichs?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hager?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heinemann?
Aye.
Heinert?
Aye.
Holeen?
Aye.
Hunoff?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Norstrup?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Amdahl?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Parsley?
Aye.
Peters?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Rampelberg?
Aye.
Rush?
Aye.
Shorma?
Aye.
Soholt?
Aye.
Solano?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
Thiessen?
Aye.
Van Gerpen?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 34 yeas, one excused.
Senate Bill 19, having received a majority vote of the members-elect, is hereby declared passed. Any title questions? Title's approved, then. Thank you.
Senate Bill 55, an act to revise certain provisions relating to the HOPE probation program.
Senate Bill 55, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Senator Thiessen, good afternoon, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good afternoon to you. Senate Bill 55 came to the Judiciary Committee from the Chief Justice and from the Public Safety Improvement Act Oversight Council. If you remember back when we passed Senate Bill 70 a couple of years ago, Section 9, to be specific, outlined the HOPE program as a pilot project. And it's another attempt to have close supervision of people so that we don't have to hopefully send so many of them to the penitentiary. Just a quick overview, and what this bill does is to remove the HOPE program from the pilot project status so that it can be continued and, where appropriate, expanded. The HOPE program is a close supervision program, probably most closely aligned to the 24/7 program that I think we're all familiar with. Under 24/7, people come in twice a day to be tested to make sure that they stay sober while they're out on the street pending charges or when they're on probation. The HOPE program is similar to that, except instead of mandatory twice-a-day testing, which is difficult if somebody lives 50 or 60 miles from a testing center, they go into sort of a lottery system. They're assigned a particular color, and then every day a computer-generated lottery determines which color comes in for testing. So people are subject to be tested every day, but don't actually have to be tested every day. It worked up in Edmonds County. It also worked in Brown County. The court is satisfied with the results. They've had 70-some people involved in the program. 25 have gone through the program now and successfully completed it. They've had 6 or 7 failures from the program, but they believe the program is worthy of continuing and expanding, and so they're asking us to remove the pilot status so where appropriate this program can be expanded. It was unanimous support in the committee, and I would ask your support on the floor. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Senator Amdahl, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Mr. President. Question for the sponsor?
Yes, please state your question.
It's a good senator from Pennington County. Does this put any burden on the counties for money? Are they responsible for paying for that?
Senator Thiessen, do you wish to answer the question?
Let me try.
Okay.
To be honest with you, I don't know exactly who pays for the testing when they come in. I know under 24/7, the person that comes in pays for the testing. I believe that to be the case with the HOPE program, but I honestly can't tell you 100% if that's the case. There's, of course, if I may expand, there's less testing under the HOPE program because not everybody comes in twice a day. It's just based on a lottery system.
Thank you.
Senator Ramdahl, you have the floor. Okay. Thank you, sir. Further remarks or questions? Very good. Therefore, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 55. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Madam Secretary, call the roll, please.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Buell O'Donnell, excuse. Kamak?
Aye.
Kurd?
Aye.
Ewing?
Aye.
Fegan?
Aye.
Frerichs?
Aye.
Greenfield?
No.
Hager?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heinemann?
Aye.
Heinert?
Aye.
Holin?
Aye.
Hunoff?
Aye.
Jensen?
No.
Monroe?
Aye.
Nordstrom?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Amdahl?
No.
Otten?
No.
Parsley?
Aye.
Peters?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Rampelberg?
Aye.
Rush?
Aye.
Shorma?
Aye.
Soholt?
Aye.
Solano?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
Thiessen?
Aye.
Van Gerpen?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 30 yeas, 4 nays, and 1 excuse.
Thank you. Senate Bill 55, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Title's approved then. Again, thank you for your efficiency. That's our business. May I have announcements? Any announcements? Senator Thiessen.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Judiciary Committee will meet at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. We'll consider bills from Department of Corrections and Department of Public Safety. Thank you.
Thank you. Senator Peters.
Good afternoon, Mr. President. Well, I'm just going to do our daily appropriations announcements tomorrow between 8 and noon. We're going to talk to the Investment Council, the South Dakota Retirement System, the Treasurer, and the Veterans Affairs. So if you're interested in knowing about the financial wherewithal and stability of our retirement system and our investments, please come and visit us tomorrow. That's what we're going to be talking about. And then also this afternoon, we do have bill hearings from 3 to 5. So please join us in LCR1.
Thank you. Senator Kamak.
Mr. President, the Senate Ag and Natural Resource Committee will meet tomorrow morning, room 412, at 10 a.m., and it'll be an informational meeting, Future Farmers of America. One of the chapters is going to put on a presentation. The Secretary of Ag is going to be there, Lucas Lynch, and Dr. Dusty Odikoven, the state veterinarian, will be there also.
Outstanding. Senator Soholt, good afternoon.
Thank you, Mr. President. There will not be a Senate Education Committee meeting tomorrow morning. Our next meeting will be on Tuesday of next week. And also, 20 minutes after session, if the House adjourns later than us, it'll be 20 minutes after their adjournment. There's going to be an informational session on education funding in room 414.
414. Senator Curd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Commerce, also time off for good behavior tomorrow. No meeting tomorrow. Next meeting will be Tuesday.
Thank you. Thank you, Senator. Senator Monroe.
Thank you, Mr. President. I found this on Senator Curd's desk in 1944, the USS Batfish and USS Gar. They attacked a Japanese convoy and sank transport Hudakamaru south of Shiano. Misaki and Army cargo ship Keel Merle, about 50 miles southwest of Palo. I thought you'd be familiar with that and would like to recollect that in 1944 today.
That's amazing. And that area of Marianas Chain in Palau is the deepest trench in the entire world. So that's pretty dangerous sea. Thank you. That's why we're free. On behalf of former Senator Tom Nelson, he'd asked that we announce, in conjunction with South Dakota Library Association Legislature Day, there are 8 newly accredited South Dakota libraries that will be honored at a ceremony right here in the rotunda right after session. So appreciate you knowing that. Obviously, we have the receptions tonight and the gala tomorrow. For tourism, but also, if so inclined, join the members of the South Dakota Beer Distributors Association from 5 to 8 at Red Rosa for their reception. Any other announcements? Senator Frerichs, you're looking mighty married these days.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. President. Couldn't be happier. So.
Yeah.
Just want to remind everyone to set your alarm clocks and get up with the chickens and be able to go to breakfast 6:30 in the morning with our fine fellow FFA members from across the state. They are very efficient. We'll get things done. You can get to committee, and you'll get to take a picture with folks from your district. So thank you, Mr. President.
Any other announcements? Boots, bring it on.
Senator Nordstrom moves the Senate to now adjourn.
All those in favor of that phenomenal motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. We are adjourned. Thank you. And thank you for all being here.